Good morning. This is Ian Hoyer with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Friday, December 27th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by the Yellowstone Club Community Foundation and Cook City Motorsports. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. A skiff of new snow fell yesterday morning in the Bridgers, with no accumulations elsewhere. This morning, temperatures are in the single digits to teens, and winds are generally 10 to 20 miles an hour from the southwest. High temps today will be in the teens to low 20s. Winds will remain light out of the southwest. A dusting of snow will fall tonight, with more significant snowfall expected tomorrow night and into Sunday. The snowpack in the Madison Range, Southern Gallatin Range, and Lionhead area near West Yellowstone has now had a couple days to adjust to the weight of the new snow that fell earlier in the week. However, with a weak faceted foundation, it will take a bit more time before the snowpack can be trusted. Yesterday, Alex and I went to the Lionhead area to see how the snowpack had dealt with the load of new snow. We saw limited avalanche activity and had no cracking or collapsing. This lines up with similar reports from skiers and riders in the Madison Range. These are promising signs looking forward, but don't change the big picture. The snowpack just got loaded and has a weak base. Triggering avalanches breaking near the ground remains a real possibility. Give it a couple more days before getting onto steep terrain. The avalanche danger is moderate in the Madison Range, Southern Gallatin Range, and Lionhead area near West Yellowstone. Yesterday, near Cook City, skiers saw recent avalanches on steep, east-facing slopes off Henderson and Sheep Mountains. Triggering avalanches is possible today, both directly beneath the new snow on wind-loaded slopes, on weak layers buried 1 to 2 feet deep. These weak layers have shown themselves to be most problematic on slopes where there are crusts around them. Adopt a two-pronged approach to deal with these concerns. Dig to look for the weak layers, and simply steer around the most wind-drifted slopes to give them a little more time to settle. The avalanche danger is rated moderate today in the mountains around Cook City. The couple inches of new snow that fell in the Bridger and Northern Gallatin Range this week gave the snow surface a nice refresh, but haven't significantly impacted the avalanche conditions. The snowpack is generally stable. Still, normal caution is required. Watch for isolated wind drifts near ridgelines, where you might be able to trigger a small slide. Always carry your rescue gear and only expose one person at a time to steep slopes. For today, the avalanche danger is rated low in the Bridger Range and Northern Gallatin Range. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.